You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Happy Monday night to you. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Or excuse me, not 4 hours. I'm here for 4 hours total. I got 3 more hours to go. I got 1 hour in the books. Time just flies when you're having fun. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Got a lot of help today. Thank you to Alex, Shep, James Boccioni hanging out here with me and you. What do we do the first hour of the show? Well, we talked about the rookie quarterbacks and what they did in their first preseason games. Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, Desmond Ridder. Talked about Zach Wilson and his injury. Talked about Trevor Lawrence. And as we continue on with the show, we got a lot to do. Kevin Durant is like, hey guys, don't believe everything that you see or read, but if the Nets don't trade me, I'm not retiring. Yeah, out of all the things to respond or answer to, that's what Durant wanted to answer. Antonio Brown is telling Jerry Jones to call him. I hope Jerry Jones doesn't have a phone to do so. Alex Rodriguez is telling all the young ball players out there, hey, learn from my mistakes. Don't be me. In regards to Fernando Tatis Jr. And it's just a wild-ass world that we live in. And, oh, yeah, we'll get into Giannis Antetokounmpo as well. Giannis, he was honest. He was honest. Giannis Antetokounmpo was asked by a reporter in Chicago about the Bulls, and Giannis is just like, yeah, one day maybe at the end of my career I'll play in Chicago. And we'll talk about that, whether or not it's a big idea, no big problem at all. We'll get into it. But right before we went to break, you know, we talked about all these young quarterbacks and what they can and can't do this season, looking at someone like Desmond Ridder help the Falcons win that preseason game over the weekend. Same thing with Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis. You know, he has a lot to improve on. And we talked about how they all are trying to get started. And then we mentioned Brett Favre. This man, he didn't get started. He stuck around for 20 years. Brett Favre has the longest consecutive game streak by anyone who's ever played in the NFL, 297 games. Last week, Brett Favre, with all of that wear and tear and all of the games played, he was on Bubba the Love Sponge Show. And we just played this before the break. I want you to hear it again, especially for everybody who just joined us. This is starting to gain steam. Brett Favre was asked about head injuries. Brett Favre was asked about his own life. And I want you to hear what he said. Bubba the Love Sponge asked him, hey, man, how many concussions have you had in your career? Listen to what he thought he had, and then listen to his actual realization. Listen.
If you'd asked me this 10 years ago how many concussions I've had, I'd have said three. The reason I would have said three, I thought concussions were when you get knocked out, where you black out. For a period of time, you don't know where you are, memory loss, dizzy. You know, a boxer gets knocked out, he tries to get up, his legs rubber. That's a concussion.
Right.
What we now know is concussions happen all the time. So, like, you get tackled and your head hits the turf and you see the, you know, flashes of light or ringing in your ears, but you're able to play.
Or you get that stinger, that little stinger for 5 or 6 seconds.
That's a concussion. So based on that, thousands had to be. Because every time my head hit the turf, there was ringing or stars going, flash bulbs. But I was still able to play. And that's what's kind of frightening about the concussion thing.
More than 1,000? More than 1,000? What the hell goes through your mind? Can you think about that? Here's a simple definition for a concussion, okay? A bump, a blow, a jolt to the head, or a hit to the body that causes the head and brain to move rapidly back and forth. Well, damn it, if you watch Brett Favre play football and you've seen some of the hits that he took in that 297 games consecutive played streak or whatever the hell you want to call it, you would know that Brett Favre, man, that man's brain was doing a whole lot of rattling. I got the phone lines open for you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And this makes me even go a step further. Brett Favre is talking about all of this right now because he's an advocate that no child under the age of 14 plays tackle football. As a matter of fact, let's hit the phone lines now. I'm going to take more of your calls, and I want to share more information with you. Kyle is calling from New York. Kyle, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. So with the Brett Favre thing, I'm sorry, but I got to call BS on the amount of concussions he's had. I've worked in the medical field for 7 years now, and I know that if you have more than about 20 or 30 concussions throughout your lifetime, you're going to be pretty much disabled. So there's no way he's had thousands.
Let's short it just a little bit. He said and feels more than 1,000. That's what he says.
And I'm saying that it's just not possible. I mean, the man wouldn't be talking or walking or doing anything if he had more than 1,000 concussions throughout his life, let alone through his playing career.
Sure. Well, I'm not a doctor. So are you a doctor or you've worked in the medical field? Which one is it?
I was a paramedic.
You're a paramedic. Okay. So help me out here. If he didn't have a concussion and every time his head hit the turf or someone like Ray Lewis knocked the living hell out of him, what would you call it? Just a traumatic brain instance or the other 999 times? What would you call it?
Well, it depends on what we're talking about here because, I mean, guys on the football field, they hit their head on the grass every single day and don't get concussions.
No, that's not. Well, Kyle, I'm not trying to split hairs here and I'm not trying to be a jackass either. I think you understand what I'm saying. If the man gets
hit. What I'm saying, JR.
Yes.
What I'm saying is it's impossible that he has
No, I'm not asking. Kyle, if you don't know the answer, that's fine. I think we've gotten past you making that point. What I have asked you is, for all the times that I've watched Brett Favre get the living hell knocked out of him, and this man goes down, for the instances where Brett Favre says, I am dizzy, my head is ringing, I don't. What is that? If it's not a concussion, what do you call it?
Well, I mean, I'm not in his brain, and I'm not
okay.
Brett Favre.
So the answer, if he says
that he went down and he was dizzy saw stars
yes.
that many times, sure. I mean, it's impossible to know if he actually had a concussion all
okay,
those times.
Okay, well, no, Kyle, the answer is you don't know. And I'm not trying to fight with you. The answer is you don't know. And I'm not
trying to fight with you either, JR. I'm just
no, but
that
you're,
a thousand
you're,
concussions is impossible.
Okay. Well, you're repeating yourself now. But thank you, Kyle, for calling from New York. I mean, well, damn. It's very simple. If you say Brett Favre didn't have more than 1,000 concussions and it's impossible, then okay, fine. I get that. Then what is it? Is it just having his bell rung? Is it a traumatic event? What do you call it? I mean, you're not answering me by repeating the same thing over and over again. Come on now, damn it. Clifton is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I would just like to say that if Brett Favre would have been playing in the 60s with Johnny Unitas, then I can understand him having over 1,000 concussions because Deacon Jones and everyone back then used to slam the quarterbacks on their head. But they was more durable back then than they are today because there was a game when Johnny Unitas broke four fingers and came up after halftime and completed the game. Today's quarterbacks, if they have a hangnail, they go on an injured reserve. But I'd like to say this, JR.
I wouldn't say that's fair, Clifton. because one thing that the NFL has tried to do, and it's not just out of the goodness of their heart.
Yes.
It's actually out of necessity. It's actually out of understanding that, oh, my God, we've had to pay out money because people have had to deal with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
It's the financial investment into players. So I don't think it's fair just to say, oh, my God, NFL players, if they have a hangnail, they're not playing. These are some of the toughest human beings that you will meet.
And so you're absolutely right. And to piggyback on your statement, President Roosevelt was going to cancel football because of the many deaths that had occurred back then when he was president. But nonetheless, Gerald, you're going to hear this first from me. If the Baltimore Orioles make the playoffs, they are going to the ALCS game. And have a wonderful evening, young man.
Well, thank you, Clifton. I don't think anyone cares right now except for my friends in Baltimore. Chance is calling up from Portland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how you doing, sir?
Good. Go ahead.
Yes. I think that, you know, Brett Favre, he was definitely a savage out there, and he had one style, and it was go right at the defenders. I think a lot of those hits were self-inflicted as far as him going at the defender and not backing away, which is what, you know, it's a little different now. We still have a couple quarterbacks that do that, but not as much. Do you think in the future, JR, that they might wear those big padded, you know, balloon-looking things they're wearing in practice now? I know you've seen them this year.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll go with something like that, possibly?
I do know this, and thank you, Chance, for calling from Portland. The helmets will continue to evolve and change. There was actually a story that I read last week about the protection that the players wear. Even HBO Hard Knocks, in chronicling the Detroit Lions, talked about the headgear that the players were now wearing, especially the guys in the middle of the field who feel a lot of that impact, your linemen, your fullbacks, your running backs, etc., linebackers, defensive linemen, tackles. They talked about it. Do I think these dudes are going to run around looking like the great Gazoo from the Jetsons? No, probably not. But it wouldn't surprise me, and this is expected. The helmets and the headgear, they're going to continue to change over the years. They already have. We can expect it to do so. Do you want it to be bigger and larger to be, you know, just kind of taking over the game, be a distraction? No. But come on, every year the NFL is trying to think about how they can maintain the actual game and still be safe. But we don't see kickoffs anymore, really. Everything is a touchback into the end zone. Certain plays have been taken away. No wedges, etc. They're trying to make the game safer. And, you know, as much talking about with Brett Favre, self-inflicted, yeah. Yeah, he played balls to the wall. There was no other way to say it. He was running around, wasn't afraid to stand in there and take that hit. He wasn't afraid to scramble outside of that pocket, make himself susceptible to every edge rusher in the world. Brett Favre played all the damn way. And so this is the point. Whether Brett Favre had three concussions, as he thought he did years ago, completely blackout, or whether out of his own mouth he had more than 1,000, that's splitting hairs here. The man's brain, I don't care if it's 3 or 1,000, I don't care who's diagnosing him, I think we can all agree, the man knows that his brain has been rattled around in his skull. And if you think about players who have had and just evidence of brain injuries, just it's not good. God bless his family. God rest his soul. Junior Seau, playing that linebacker, one of the best to ever do it, had to pay for it in the long run. Aaron Hernandez showed evidence of it. Dwight Clark, Vincent Jackson, Demaryius Thomas, who just passed away. These are all dudes who had issues, memory loss, behavioral changes, difficulty thinking. It's not fun. And so one of the reasons that Brett Favre talked about this with Bubba the Love Sponge last week is because Brett Favre is actually an advocate right now. There's an organization the Concussion Legacy Foundation. It's an entire campaign. And Brett Favre, he did a PSA. And Brett Favre is trying to encourage everyone right now not to allow children or young men or young women or whatever the case might be, not to play tackle football until they're 14 years old. If you're under 14, then go out there, play flag. I mean, damn it, I put a – if you follow me on social media, if you're on Twitter, you can go at JR Sport Brief, and you can see a video that I actually posted this morning. These are two kids. They cannot be older than I'd say maybe even 8 years old. They look younger than that. They're out there in helmets, and there's like a tackling drill for a running back, and one of these kids blows the other kid the hell on up. If you're on Instagram, you can see it in my story, at JR Sport Brief. And I looked at it, and I'm like, damn. And at the end of the video, one of the parents, I guess, is saying, oh, he's fine, he's fine. I'm like, that kid ain't fine. His ass just got whooped. I want you to hear this PSA from Brett Favre. Now, listen, the way this commercial runs, it starts off with a young kid, and then it moves into like a teenager, a young man. And then at the end, you'll hear Brett Favre. Take a listen to this.
Mom, Dad, let's talk about tackle football. I just learned about CTE, the brain disease caused by repeated hits to the head. The more years I play, the more I'm at risk. If you put me in tackle today...
By the time I'm a senior in high school, I'll have played 13 years of tackle football. I could already have CTE, and it will continue to destroy my brain even after I stop playing. So by the time I'm your age,
I could be fighting depression, struggling to keep my thoughts straight. I could become violent, even towards my own children. When I'm your age, what will matter to me is not my youth football career, but that, like you, I'm a great parent and I can provide for my family.
So please, keep me out of tackle football until I'm 14.
And there you have it. That's Brett Favre, his PSA, trying to encourage everyone of the 14. If you're going to play football, flag. Don't get involved in tackle football until you're 14 years old. Because even at a younger age, you can go out there and unless you're taught correctly, or even in cases where that's not, there's going to be accidental contact at times. And sure, it's a violent game. We know that. If you're going to go play, you know that. You understand that. You understand the risks. But yeah, it can be vicious out here. It can be bad. And the more that we learn about it, the more that we learn about brain injuries and brain health, etc., I think it has become tougher for people just to say, hey, we're going to play football. Just go out there and play without thinking about the long-term ramifications. Now, is everybody going to play professionally? The answer is no. Is everybody going to play in college? The answer is no. Is everybody going to play in high school? The answer is no. But to what degree would you allow your child to play football? Is this a good idea or a bad idea? I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad. 14 years old? Yeah, sure. Let everybody play flag up until that point. When you turn 14, go ahead and learn how to play tackle. I also think it will diminish just typical wear and tear. I'm in favor of it. I got no problem with it. I'm fine with what Brett Favre is saying. And in regards to his concussions, saying that, I used to think a concussion means that you just black the hell out. There are grades to concussions. A grade one concussion, mild symptoms that last less than 15 minutes and involve no loss of consciousness. Grade 2, moderate symptoms that last longer than 15 minutes. Grade 3, severe. This person has lost consciousness, sometimes for a few seconds. You can even go further to 4. I mean, yeah, there's levels to this. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you agree with Brett Favre? You know, should students and young people, should they only play flag football up until 14? Should 14 years old be the line? where you move from flag to full-on tackle. I'm cool with it. I don't see anything wrong with it. Let the kids learn the fundamentals along the way. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. We'll get into Giannis. We'll talk more football and Cowboys, etc. I'm going to get your thoughts on Brett Favre when we come back here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Brett Favre says a few years ago, he thought that he only had 3 concussions in his entire career. He says that he thought a concussion meant that you were knocked out cold. He says after learning more about concussions, he says he's had more than 1,000. Seeing stars, being dizzy, just hearing things and ringing in your ears. He says all of those instances, if he has to add all of those up, over the course of his 20-year career, he says he's had more than 1,000 instances. He's now an advocate that children don't play tackle football until they are 14 years old. I'm not mad at him. I think there's a lot that you could learn between that point in time. It's an art. It's violent either way, but there are methods, there are ways to learn. And I would not be mad if this happened to be the case. What are we losing here? I mean, really, what is anybody losing? Let them play flag. I got no problem with that. I agree with Favre. If they change the rule tomorrow, I wouldn't lose sleep. Not at all. What about you? Do you agree with Brett Favre? Do you agree with this study and PSA that he's helping with? 14 being that line where you move from flag to tackle? I'm cool with it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. ASF is calling from Phoenix. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I wouldn't have historically agreed with it. As a young adult, I'm 30. I got 5 kids. I've lived a high-speed life. And I'm paying the price for kind of growing up with that macho mentality. So, you know, I agree 100% with it. Is the line 14? I just like that somebody is advocating for protecting these kids and each parent. I don't know if I ever want to let my kid play tackle football. Now, reading what I'm reading and experiencing what I'm experiencing with my doctor.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ASF, for calling from Phoenix. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to share this video again one time so people don't necessarily have to just go searching and hunting for it. I just retweeted a video that I posted this morning. And I said, I hope you have a better Monday than this kid. You can follow it and see it at JR Sport Brief. It is one kid getting a handoff, or he has the ball. It's a tackling drill. He blows this other kid the hell up. They can't be more than, I don't even think, 8. This kid is, he ran through this kid like he was Derrick Henry. 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, JR. Good evening. Practiced 30 years. Neurology was my specialty, and I agree 100% with Favre. And you kind of beat me to the punch. They are rated. And it doesn't matter. You can have a mild concussion. I've seen it lots and lots of times. And initially not even know you had a concussion. It can be a mild whiplash in a car or whatever. And so I agree 100% with him. And people do need to take this stuff serious, and especially with our children.
Well, let me ask you this, John. I just want just verification here. You're referring to, we had a gentleman who was a paramedic who called, and he said that there was no way that Brett Favre could have had 1,000 concussions, otherwise Brett Favre would just not exist. And so you are saying that is inaccurate.
Well, I'll address it directly. If Brett Favre said, "I fell, saw stars momentarily," that is a concussion, mild, maybe even sub-mild, but it's there. And yes, you can have lots of those, lots of them.
Okay, yeah, and I'm looking at it right now. He has said, "I've had more than 1,000, a dizzy, memory loss." He said more than 1,000. Okay, doctor, appreciate you, Dr. John. Well,
you bet. So the public should take this serious and protect our young kid, but also protect ourselves. If you do, just really quick, you can have a concussion and a car accident, mild fender bender, things of that nature. If you start to lose energy, the symptoms of a mild concussion are when the brain ruminates, it's not being present, goes over and over and over things. Indecisiveness, decisiveness becomes difficult. And if a person starts to find out they're getting more and more agitated and upset.
Yeah.
And MRI is not MRIs most of the time do not show swelling of the brain with these types of injuries. And MMPI-2, a psychiatrist or a psychologist, take that test, and it will indicate if you've had a concussion and it's affecting your mind. I'll be quiet.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate you for sharing that information, calling up from Arizona. I have unfortunately shared with you some of the instances that we've just seen from public figures in the NFL, superstars, who've just had brain injuries and has just ended in just catastrophes, just Junior Seau to Hernandez, it goes on. Mike is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
Good to let you take my call. The reason I'm calling is I agree 1,000% with what Brett Favre is saying. You know, and I'm just an old 65-year-old man that played football back in the good old days where the harder you can hit each other's helmet, the harder you can get a mark on your helmet, the better it was. And you know, you could be 13, 14, 15 years old, and that's not good. You're making scrambled eggs up there. Mm. And like I said, I'm 65, and I can't even hardly remember what I ate last night. So I just think that he's right. Let's learn the game the right way and to never hit helmet to helmet ever again. That's just my opinion.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike, for calling from Houston. And let's also be honest here. Brett Favre's brain, just because he's a football player, his brain ain't any stronger than yours or mine or your next door neighbor's. A brain, I'm not a doctor. I'm not, but I'm going to say this. A brain is a brain is a brain. Okay? It's up there. It's protected, but it can get rattled around. And so just because Brett Favre is on TV for 297 consecutive games, that don't mean that this guy's brain, he took one hit and now it's better or it got stronger. It's not me toughening up my muscles. It's not no pain, no gain. It's no, you hit that sucker, it's going to make it worse. Mark is calling from Knoxville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, wow, JR. I'm doing my best to gather myself because you got me fired up. I literally just came home, and I turned the car off, and it moved to your radio station, and your subject matter called me instantly. Yes, Brett Favre and every family, every person that has had this concern, it is real. I just started a company, and this is not an advertisement, I promise, but there's a gentleman in a family, Mark and Kim Holinsky. They're not hard to find. Holinsky's Hope. they're, you know, they have an NCAA relationship. You have the Mental Health Awareness Week that the Hollinsey's Hope College Football Mental Health Awareness Week. Sadly, my friend and business partner, Mark Hollinsey's son, Tyler, is the young man that took his life. He was the quarterback at Washington State. In this postmortem at Mayo, they found out he had CTE. I met him at a brain summit meeting virtually with a neurosurgeon at a brain summit meeting in 2019. He wasn't able to be there because his youngest son, Ryan, was a freshman starting quarterback at South Carolina, and they were playing the Florida Gators in a few hours. So during that virtual meeting he was in, they showed the ESPN documentaries. They've won an ESPY award for humanitarian award for the work they're doing in mental health and concussions. All I can say is it is real. And the other thing I can say is, and I'm a high school college football player, somehow or another, in our, I work in medical, I work in spine and neuro now. Somehow or another, a brain injury, a concussion is a brain injury. That it's the only injury that I'm aware of, or that we know of, a disease or injury that's not actually treated in most part by a specialist in that subject of anatomy. You know, most team doctors are orthopedists. They're, you know, pediatricians. You know, they treat your ACL and how's your brain feeling. And we're not calling their baby ugly. I promise we're not. But the reality is that technology has brought us the point that we can land rockets on the ground we shoot off, that we can do things that were never done before, and that we can bring technology and objective measurement tools and neurospecialists to the episode of care of an injury that's never been able before.
Well,
so you know, I'm trying to gather myself because you got me fired up.
It's okay, so, and I appreciate you for sharing that information, and thank you, Mark, for calling from Knoxville. That's a very good point. You know, one thing that we have not advanced to, I'm going to repeat this again. It wasn't until 2016, that the NFL decided to implement concussion protocols. How the hell do you think that has trickled down to college? And I'm going to say all levels of college football. How do you think that's trickled down into high school football? How do you think that has trickled down into youth football? If the NFL just did it 6 years ago, what do you think? Every other level of football in the United States of America is on par? The answer is hell no. I'm going to take more of your calls. Brett Favre says that children should not participate in tackle football until they are 14. We've heard from doctors. We've heard from football players. I'm going to continue to hear from you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you, buddy? I really appreciate your show, you know, night in and night out. I agree with the last caller. Once again, from Seattle, you do you know, a good common sense approach to the show. Thank you for having me on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've talked about the Kenny Picketts, the Malik Willis's and the Desmond Ritters of the world, and we talked about Brett Favre, who says after a lot of evaluation and learning more about head injuries that originally, you know, at the end of his career, he thought he only had three concussions. Just completely blacked out, knocked out cold. After further evaluation, he says he has had more than 1,000. You don't have to be all knocked out cold. Ringing in your ears, seeing stars, just blurred vision. He said he's experienced it all. And so now he's an advocate that young people do not play tackle football until they're 14. Prior to turning 14, go out there and play flag. I think it's a good idea. I wouldn't be mad. Like, what are we losing if, you know, an 11-year-old isn't out there just knocking the living hell out of somebody? And sure, there's a lot to learn in the process. But is it worth the risk or the reward? What about people who will actually continue on to play the game? Not just at the age of 14. What about the people who will play professionally? I don't think there's anything lost if you just play flag until 14. I'm going to take more of your calls. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of people on the line, as you can imagine. I'm going to try to get on as many people as possible. And then when we get to the top of the hour, we'll continue to talk some football, but I do want to update you on some comments made by Giannis Antetokounmpo and also Kevin Durant, who decided to speak. And by speak, I mean go on Twitter. 855-212-4CBS. Daniel's calling from San Diego. Go ahead, Daniel.
Thank you, JR. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, man, I'll keep it short. I disagree and agree with Brett Favre. First of all, he's right. If anything you ask me, I think he has more than 2,000. He has double of concussions. Man, that guy played 250 games consecutively.
297
to reach 1,000. To reach 1,000, he's had to get hit four times a game, and that's minimal. He's been hit way beyond more times.
Well,
than that.
I mean, whether it's 1,000 or 2,000, yes, we know he's gotten his ass whooped. You said you were going to be quick, Daniel. Go ahead.
SOB I've ever seen play the game. But at 14 years old, I have to disagree. I think 18 is the proper age. They're the ones they have to make the decision to get hit like that, because we can't take responsibility of concussions when they're at minor age. I have to disagree with that.
Well, but, like everything else, and thank you, Daniel, for calling from San Diego. Yeah, if you're a minor, that's a parent's choice and a decision. So you're going to move it to 18? Tackle football in high school? Or flag football in high school? I think that's a little much. I know there's a big old business, but I don't know if I'd go that far. I think a freshman in high school can really start to learn and understand, you know, what they're doing with their bodies, how to control their bodies, the risks. I think a 14-year-old can decide that. Clayton is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Clayton,
Hello?
You're live.
Hey, you there?
I'm here. You're here, too. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to kind of weigh in because you mentioned Junior Seau. And I went to high school and college with Sidney Seau. She's in my grade. Incredible human. Same thing with her brother, who's younger. And unfortunately, I was able to be a part of her whole experience and kind of the downfall of the degradation of, you know, Junior Seau and attempting a few times to kind of off himself. And it just made a huge impact on my life because I was such good friends with their family. And I just think it's really important that people take that into consideration and just take as much precaution as possible. So I fully support, you know, Brett Favre and his initiative to keep that, development of your brain and trying to protect yourself as much as possible.
Well, thank you, Clayton, for calling from San Diego. I'm sorry to hear that you were closer to that situation. That's unfortunate. And you know, when you hear about someone taking their life and then we learned after the fact just the injuries and trauma he had to his brain. Oh, it's terrible. Brad is here from Colorado Springs. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. This is a really important conversation you're having. And it's kind of like, make it simple for people to understand how a concussion happens. It's simply when the skull either bounces into the brain or it stops so fast that the brain bounces into the skull. And it doesn't take a lot for that to happen.
Yeah.
So that can be a minor, and the severity. So every time you step out onto a football field, you hit your head on the ground, that brain is going to bounce into the skull every single time. And that's going to be a minor concussion every time. Boxers, you bump your head on a cabinet at home. You know, you don't have to be a professional to get a minor concussion. And, you know, it's it's just something people don't understand unless it's happened, unless they really stop and just look at it like that. Me, I've had severe concussions and severe, as bad a head injury as you can have. And I'm still being treated. I've been in treatment for 50 years. And I'll be seeing doctors this week for concussion therapy. And people just don't realize, how easy it is to hurt your brain.
So let me ask you this, Brad.
Bang your head, and brain is going to bounce off of it.
I assume you're in favor of, Favre's 14-year-old limit?
Well, I'm kind of confused about that issue because, in a way I'd like to say, hey, a little bit older, but really, if you wait till a little bit older, you're kind of taking the game out. And I think kids, they want to play hard. I did. I played football before 14. And, I remember when I was 12, another player and I, we hit helmets so hard that they cracked and our helmets got stuck together and they couldn't pull us apart and they were stuck on our heads.
They're trying to move those days about to be done. I don't think anybody wants to see that. No, it's a difficult thing. If you think about what we're all used to, one thing that no one is ever really used to until it happens is change. And sometimes things change for the better. Sometimes they change for the worse. But, man, we try to make decisions that make us better in the long run. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll leave the phone lines open. We're going to talk Giannis. We'll talk Durant on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.